Okay, we go short for Parshas Noach, Tavshin, Pei, Yimel, Ernst, Mitzvot, Shem, Chayach, Esther, Til, Bas, Ariel, Tzipora, Besor, Shecho, Yisrael. Eile told us Noach, Noach, Ish, Sarek, Hayat, Tomim, Midorosov. Ask the great Sivir, Noam, Megadim. These are the children of Noach. Oh, by the way, Noach is a big Tzadik. You're about to tell me the children of Noach, and then you go on to a soliloquy and tell me that Noach was a Tzadik? What's going on over here? Says that the Sivir, Noam, Megadim, an incredible lesson. Eile told us Noach, who was the first child of Noach? Noach. It was Noach himself. Because when a person works upon himself, when a person grows and develops and works on their davening and their learning and their chesed and their midos, you become a new person. As the Rambam tells us, you're a birya chadasha. Eile told us Noach, Noach. When a person works upon himself, you become a new person. A new Noach, a new child. And that's the whole vort. Going to now the month of Cheshvan, we went through a whole spiritual cleansing of Tishrei. Rav Soloveitchik beautifully said, what is the whole essence of Yom Kippur? You want to rub against the Shechina. We rubbed against the Shechina of Tishrei. But now how do we know if it's emistic, if it lasts, into Cheshvan? And that's why Rav Weimer said from the Alexander Rebbe Shlita, or I'm not sure if it's the current brother, one of the Rebbe's of Alexander, it said, Emes. Shaman says, if you're emistic, not in Elul and Tishrei, but in Mar Cheshvan. Elul, Emes, Elul, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan. To show Hashem that we're different. We want to be better. One step at a time, one job at a time. But Eila told us Noach, who was the first child of Noach? It was Noach himself. And when do we show Hashem that we want to start to improve? It starts in Mar Cheshvan. It starts the Shabbos. What's my Shabbos table going to look like? What is my Shabbos going to look like? How are my midos going to look like? It starts this Shabbos to be emissary in everything we do. It's going to be a beautiful Shabbos.